Bless. Yes. Thank you. Coming through this morning. Peace be unto you. You're on the morning trip. Blog Talk Radio with Tuli Mind Bay. Yeah, we've been riding this morning, listening to the melodies. I hope everybody well out there. I hope everybody all right out there. We just go slowly but surely, just get into the groove. Friday, Juma. Yes, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Friday. So, I'm just going to get into some things today. Dealing with credit repairs. Dealing with pooling our resources and building credit. Yeah, we're going to talk about how we can get this thing right, get it on track for ourselves. Self-preservation. Yes, yes, blessed. We blessed. It's time, folks. Yeah, it's time. Still I rise. Yes, time to rise and shine. Rise and shine. Get to it. Be industrious. It starts with the mind, y'all. God is the cause of it all. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. Yes. You're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip, Tuli Mind Bay. Thank y'all for tuning in out there, for all my faithful followers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20. It don't matter wherever you are, how many ever you are. You and I, we are one. That's what this is about. We are one. We're just trying to take a philosophy. We're trying to use it. We're trying to use what we see that works. When we work together, it works. When we don't work together, when we turn on each other, it's bad for us all. So we're just trying to get into the groove now. We're just trying to know better so we could do better. Y'all all right? Y'all don't forget to tap in at the website at LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com and AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R. consultationllc.com. Y'all check us out. Anything you like on the episodes, go on into the archives, send a comment over. If you need anything done on credit repair, business formation, we'll direct you in the right direction. We'll get you right, all right? Y'all just kick on back. We're about to start off in a second. Thank you for tuning in. The Morning Drip with Tuli Mind Bay. Okay, okay. Good morning to all. Once again, in Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Tuli Mind Bay. Okay, I'm about to get straight into it and kick the game to you and lace your boots. So get ready on this Friday. I know you're ready to leave the office or whatever you got going on. You know, you got your weekend planned or whatever. Well, just stay tuned. I'm going to put something on you. I'm going to leave something with you that you can take with you and put it in your back pocket. All right, your front pocket, and take it to the bank or wherever you want to deposit it at. So we're dealing with credit repair. We're dealing with pooling our resources and building credit. And when I say building credit, I mean on the credit side of life. You know, this is bigger than you're just thinking of this, this instrument or something called credit. And I'm just talking about building credit. Building credit on the credit side of life. And it's a way that you got to use your energy. So that's what we go focus on, how we can channel our energy so we can be credited. All right? You credit it for your energy and how you channel it. So think about it that way. Now, so we're going to discuss just the benefits of pooling our resources and establishing some type of trust or hedge fund. I'd rather use the word trust, but hedge fund is what it is. But I use the word trust because that's what you have to have, and that's what we be lacking. So, since black people, that's what they call us. If that's what you call yourself, black. They told me a long time ago, black this means be lacking. They be lacking. That's why they call black. Ain't that something? Be lack. Yeah. So you got to establish these trust each other enough to build up boards, have trust funds, hedge funds, and have board. You know, we have boards. You know, put the elders on the boards. You might don't trust me. I might don't trust you. I might don't give a 2 cents. I go with it. But some people, you know, they have their issues. So that's why you have a council of elders. You know, this stuff is all voted in. You know, you sit down with people, you get like minds, you put things together. So starting a hedge fund is big with a board, because you got to look at it this. The old folks, no disrespect, but a lot of old folks, you know, the ideas are old. You know, it's new, fresh minds now, young blood. You dig? So the young bloods are more inept, what I would say, are astute to what's going on as far as technology and different fields like that, different ways to invest now. It's not the same as it used to be before. You just could give some money, have some money just sitting on in Mr. Charlie's bank. That don't work. That ain't even worth putting it in there for the risk of being in a private bank where somebody could just shut up shop and you can't even go there this morning to pick up your money if you want to. No, that don't work like that. So you got to find ways to make some revenue, and then make that revenue make money for you. So it don't matter what state you in. If you got a plan and you got an interest, you got a fund set up, then you can make money from everywhere. When you invest in the stocks, in the stock market, when you invest in Mr. Charlie's stock market, you sitting somewhere and that stuff being traded all over the world. You entrust him, right? Okay, we have trust in him. If you have trust in his cryptocurrency, his Bitcoin, his Ethereum, his stuff, you don't know where it's at, where it's going to go. If you wake up and the computer's working, it's going to be there. But we can't have trust in each other. You see how that goes? Okay, something that we got to get out of, that's how we're going to grow, is combining our economic power so we can expand and we can grow. We don't need nobody. And you start with yourself and your kind. That's what it is. Man, listen, when the prophets and messengers and Yahushua and Jesus and God this and God that walk the earth, listen, you got to be able to talk to yourself in kind first. That's where self-preservation, they all came to self, to their own people first, to demonstrate to their own people who was, you know, astray. But their message was universal. So that's what this is about. This is what us about, us expanding, growing together, trusting one another, and building an economic plan to come out of this, because nobody's going to help us. The plan is against us. Yeah, it's all against us. So, you know, if you don't understand that, I'm talking about from trying to, if you understand, I do business formation, so understanding that certain zip codes, you know, the zip codes determine, you know, funding. Yeah, the zip code you in determine funding. The type of food that you're getting at the grocery stores. Wonder why it's inferior down below? You going uptown to get something to eat now, huh? Going uptown to get that grocery, huh? You don't go down below the tracks to get that grocery, huh? Yeah, so, you know, it's strategic. So you just got to understand that. So just think of an economic plan. You have 50 family members, okay? You have 50 family members. Now, y'all can get together, the men get together and say, okay, man, put $100 a month into this fund. $100 a month, that's five grand right there. Now, if you put that $100 either by yourself, you got a spouse. Somebody got to take a sacrifice. Oh, I can't afford that. Well, what you can't afford? You got to take a sacrifice somewhere, because everybody know what nobody knows what other people do behind closed door. But everybody got some type of habit, some type of expense that you could take out. You got to do your accounting. You got to put your needs up on one side and your wants up on the other side. You got to start scratching out them wants, which you be going by every day. You know, what you spend and stopping at the store, the little knickknacks and this and that, and add that up for the money and see how much you're giving away on wants versus the stuff that you needed. And that's your money right there. That's your money right there, because a whole lot of stuff that we just be wanting and just be grabbing that we didn't need. So you find a way. You see, we don't make no excuses. We find a way. Everybody got a way to make it happen. Make it. It's just, if it is 50 bucks, 50 people and 50 bucks, that's $2,500 a month. That's $2,500 a month for sure income that you could show down, revenues that you could show to somebody, hey, this is what I'm producing. So if you go into a contract with somebody, you're like, well, what kind of, you know, how can you afford to buy this building? Remember, you ain't got to have the $200,000 to go buy a building. The contract reads right. If you could come with enough money up front and you could pay them enough money and the interest and the time, you know, the contract got to be worded right. Yeah, and you could get something. You could get property. So $2,500 a month every 4 months, $10,000. Hmm? Every 4 months, $10,000. $30,000 for the year. Hmm? That's sitting there in a fund, waiting for an idea, waiting for something to pop up that we oversee and invest in and make things happen. See, Monopoly is being played, but you got to find your place on the board. Just keep rolling the dice if you want to. Just keep rolling the dice and going around the board, thinking you go to stack your money up. You see what happens? Everywhere that you roll, somebody has the interest there. Yes, and you just rolling, turning over these little cards and paying, and every now and then you luck up and get a little money. You know, you get a little free money, a little free parking. Every now and then you go to jail or just visit. You know, you pay them dues. But every time you come around the corner, there's some property there. Some are more valuable than others. Some got hotels on them. Some don't. But what do you have on the board? See? Oh, you paying rent. So when they pack up and say, oh, now a new landlord there, you got to deal with the new landlord. The new landlord don't want no black people there. Oh, you got to pack up and go. So are you not even in control? You see? So that's what this is about. This is about pooling resources. How can we pool our resources? You have family members. You have family members starting from 13 up that can be put on your credit cards. If you sitting over there with this credit card and... Another thing, yes, the credit card people that be turning them down. That's something about that. But you're sitting over here with these credit cards, these max credit cards. You might got 25K, 50K, whatever it is. You might have unlimited authorized users, or you might got, you know, 100 authorized users or whatever. Those authorized users are money, first and foremost. If you're retired, you can use those authorized users to have a good retirement. Mm-hmm. Get you a couple. If you turn them down on credit cards, get you a couple of them. Yeah, you got good pay habits on them, good limits on them, and put people on there, authorized users. And the older ones, the better. So if you got them older ones, auntie, unk, yeah, y'all sitting over there, how it just benefits you? Got to benefit the youth. They're not going to get the card. You see your young folks, you see people under you, they're striving, they're working hard, trying to get to somewhere, but their credit might not be good. So they're going to have to go pay somebody to do exactly what you can get paid to do. And the youth, you don't just go try to get nothing free. You lace the elders on how this works, and you throw them something. Hey, I'm working. Hey, listen, sure, I got $100, auntie, throw me on your thing for nephew. $150 or something, throw me on there. Okay? But you know other people go charge, too, depending on the age of it. They might charge $350, $400, $500, $1,000, depending on how old it is. If it's 20 years or better, high limit. Good, everything clean, and the outstanding pay history, sure, you're talking about bucks. And you got unlimited people that you could put on this card. Yeah, what you going to work for every day? I don't understand that. What are you going to work for this every day? You need something to do. You could design a work. Yeah, you got three or four cards, and you don't have no authorized users on there, not including your own family. And people make a living off authorized users. We could start a company, a trade company, with all our cards. If it's 100 of us, if it's 200 of us, it's 300 of us in our family, and we got credit cards, no matter if you got $300 ones, no matter if you got $1,000 ones, whatever, with all levels, we have we can make a trade line company. Yeah, well, we put authorized users on there. All we do is put our cards up there for display. What cards they could get. Yeah, come on now. Man, yeah. So what? I hope y'all all right. We on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. That's what I'm on, and that's what I do. That's how I form up. So we could form a whole company off of that. 50 of us. 50 of us in our family put in $50 a month, $2,500 a month, and put in our arms, all of us using our cards, our good pay history cards, and starting a trade line company. I formed the company. You see? You see how we all listen? I mean, you see what we just did? We just created. We formed the trade line company now. Now remember, we got $2,500 a month going into a pot. We got $30K a year going into a pot, just what we putting in off our little investment. You feel me? So now we're building a company with our cards where we're going to put our cards on display through this company where people come through and then they buy. And the ads of this will keep going because we're going to keep getting more of our family and more people that we deal with to get in where they could get money. Yeah, you get a stipend. You get a stipend every time it's time to report, man. People got to go pay that money. Yeah, so, you know, you got to pay a person $500. You know, for a good online, you won't got this, got a lot of history in $500, and then it stay on there, then you got to pay them again half price for it to report again. The next time, you got to pay them half price for it to report, to re-up, so you can make sure that it stays on there for you. You feel me? So you then came off five, and then a half, you got to go in because you can't just leave it like that, so you can pay $750. Man, look here, there's some people be needing two and three of them for different reasons. Some people need a high, a low, one with a limit, one with a, you know, one with a value for how much the money on it, one with how the history, how long it's been open. See, come on now. Y'all got to come together now. That's what this is about. But we don't trust each other in our own home, in our own family, in our own family. So we miss out on opportunities. And it's opportunities. Why do we have to work? We could do for self. We could do for self. We could buy property. The land is for sale on top of the land. We could have property and go back to growing. I drive by so many fields. It's just fields of cotton. And I say to myself, well, man, no, you don't. You see a little house or something out there, you know, but it's just fields mostly. Just fields. And I'm saying to myself, I see the people. They're living good off cotton still. And they just got acres and acres and acres of land. And cotton just grow. It just grow. They just put it out there and it just grow. And they just make money off their land. And stupid us, we don't even have no land. So we ain't making nothing. So they could be in any country they want to. Along with their land is producing. Hey, they making money. They being industrious. They could do other things. So they could take the money from that and be investing in doing some other stuff. But that's what this is about. This is about pooling our resources, combining our economic power so we can expand and we can grow. And it starts right at home, right at the people you're looking at. You got one large, your girlfriend and your wife got something different, inferior or lower or higher. You know, y'all need to, man, put each other on, piggyback each other, help each other out. Whichever one is lower, pull each other up. If the children are old enough, 13 and above, pull them up. You want everybody to be able to whip out the same kind of cards. Yeah, you want it to tell everybody to whip out, you have the same credentials. You don't want nobody having to depend on you or you depend on him. Everybody got them good credentials. Yeah, but combine that when anytime something jump off, anytime somebody try to pump their chest up like we can't afford to get something, then we know we got that combined power. What do you mean? Yeah, it's got that combined power. We can go in and get rid and negotiate for whatever we want, and we can blow the monopoly door. And then you get your little Baltic Mediterranean. You know, that's cool. You know, that's cool. That's how I started, Baltic and Mediterranean. Now it's been expanded. Now you got the restaurant. And you got the trucks. Got the trucks moving. And stuff. Yeah. So they just, you know, go around and say, you know, you got your house on there, your hotel. Boom. And you got another lot or a piece of the lot. You know, you don't have to own all everything. It's one piece. So that's where it comes in. That's where hedging comes in. When you hedge your money, something that you couldn't afford, we all can afford. Something that I couldn't afford, we all can afford, and we all can make money during the month. That 2%, 3%, what is sitting up in the bank ain't making nothing, Jack. That ain't making nothing. You know, you can go put your coins in and see a return every quarter, every month, every quarter, however the contract reads. However the contract and agreement reads. Hey, you get your royalties every quarter or every month, however it goes, depending on what kind of business industry the investment is in for the time. If it's a fluent one like a restaurant or something, then of course you would see it probably monthly. Everybody would see their dividends or quarterly or whatever. If it's real estate or something like that, then it's in there or something, then it'd probably be worded differently. But it'll all be contractual. You know, like I say, we trust in these contracts to put before some other people. Other people put contracts before us all day. And we agree by them or lie by them. If you got a mortgage, if you're paying rent, you agree by that. That's money in, money gone. That's not even coming back no more. So that's what we got to be tripping on that part right there. That's money in, money gone. If you live in a high place like California, these places, Florida, you claim these high old prices for rent. Ooh, you're spending over $2,000 a month for rent. 24K a year. Ooh, 2,400. I'm going to, you know what you can, well, you can redirect with 2,200 a month in the economy right now. See, when the economy is seeing down, it's always sectors that are up. It's always things that you can get in the down economy and make plenty good money come well off. If you take that same $2,000 that you're spending a month, and five of y'all us do that and get away from that, that's a lot of money. You know what that $1,000 is? You can invest. If you can invest half of that, if you can invest $1,000 every month right now in this in the pandemic, you will be set yourself up for wellness. That's right. You set yourself up for that generational wealth. You start setting it up on putting it into the right thing, the right choices. It's money being made out there. It's money being worked. It's money being made at work. And that's just you. See, that's just one person. But if you come in here with somebody, you put that 1K in with somebody else in the pot, in a pot now. See? Now you get it matched. See, you got a K, 1K. Okay, I got a K, 1K. Okay, somebody else got 1K. You see now? Okay, now you see. Now you see the power in that? Yeah, see, America's for sale. But who's buying? The old Negro, black and colored, going to be the one sitting out, the same one out begging, being the guy, complaining, but being a consumer, buying up everything, shining like he got it, but just complaining. You feel me? And that little bit of money ain't adding up fast, because you got to always spend, and you don't know how to use your money to make money, so you can sit back. So it's things out there that could really increase quick. You know, I'm not talking about lots. You make little. You take little increases. You take big money. You take the big money in the pot, and you find little ways to make money off of that all day. That $2,500 every month that's going in there, that $2,500 is getting worked. That $2,500 might produce $500 every day. It might produce $250 every day, depending on the math that we want to do, depending on how we make it work. But it's going to do numbers every day. It has to do a percentage. So for sure it's going to do $250 off the $2,500 that we put in. We put in $2,500 off the 50 people for $50 a month to the heads of. That $2,500 is being worked. So it's going to make $250 a day. So you just do the math. See, you got to learn what to work with, what to do, and what to get into that you're out there. They got all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of cryptos and altcoins, all kinds of different stocks that are booming real quick. Boom, you can go in and make percentage points. You see what I'm saying? Make a quick percentage. Yeah, but when you put a little in, you only gonna make a little, but you can still see the percentages. Oh, that was 1,000%. It went up 1,000%. It went up 300%. It went up 20%. Oh, I only had $100 in there. But man, what if I had 1,000? What if I had 2,500 up in there and it went up 1,000%? It went up 300%. It went up 200%. You see, it's just being privy to information. So that's what I do. I buy into the engines, the information engines that produce results for the stocks, for the cryptos, and all. I get all that type of stuff. Yearly subscribers to multiple ones, at least 15 of them subscribe to. That's what I was saying before, that I wasted my money. I didn't waste my money. That I always go into that, I go and pull any one of them up. And go into their archives and find jewels or what's the latest and greatest is going on. And read and just talk for myself. And then I'm good at reading graphs and then just understanding when something is going up or down. I got a good feel, a good knack for that. I got a good talent for that. You know, the mind is touch. Yeah, everything I touch turns to gold. Yeah, you know, but it's still a lot. That's just how it goes. But that's what it's about. So I buy those where I can be able to give back. I can be able to produce and give back and show. That's what it said. And that's what it's about, being diversified, having a diversified portfolio. That's right, well-rounded. Mm-hmm. And I mean that in more than one way, okay? You got to be well-rounded, okay? Diversified. Mm-hmm. That's key. That's key in life, you know. Maybe be diversified, you know, networking, pooling and networking, you know, getting out there, traveling abroad, seeing what's out there to offer, you know, getting contracts abroad. That's what I want to start doing, you know. Getting out there, getting contracts abroad in different parts of the world where we can feed people, clothe people, educate people, you know, uplift people. That's what this is about, you know. That's what this is about right here. So, the many benefits of pooling our resources and establishing these funds and with business, start a business, I form you a business, now you got a business, I already have multiple business, I already have a network of clients with multiple businesses, so now you on the client board now, and now you have, in your Rolodex, you have a, you know, you can go in and find, what's the word I want to use instead? Like a team, like a network. That's what I would call it, a network. Okay? So you got a network of people now automatically. So now we can report on each other. Now we report business to each other. You know, because you got different businesses that's inside this network. You know, it might be 50 Genesis, right? You know, the S and Pot, the B and D 50. Yeah. Yeah. The Better Business, not Black. Yeah, the Better Business 50. Yeah, blue. Yeah, so we might got a network for all these different things up in there. So that's how we work. That's how we work, and we report on each other. Guns and Brad, you know, we report on to the Experian business. You know, we report the business that we're doing. We networking. You know, that's what the Europeans do at the table. That's why they have Fortune 500 companies. See, they know how to do business and report with one another and get big credit lines. So I can just teach them. I can teach them how to set up the guns portfolio to where it's big. You know, when you get the funding, you want to get the funding, you got 50 employees, 100 employees. Yeah, you want to go get 15, 20, 30 vehicles. Yeah, set it up big. I know no pussy putting around. When they're setting up like a small business, nah, we a conglomerate, a network. You feel me? So that's what this is about. That's what we're going to be on. So teaching us how to, because listen, it ain't just me. See, just me, it's just the moms and pops. It's you, it's just the moms and pops. But us, that's the difference. You see, all of our businesses together, all of our businesses networking together. Oh, you need to be on, somebody call you, they need some. Oh, you send them to the network. Oh, okay, got to send them over there to one of the business mates. And that's a reference. You feel me? That's a reference. You get a trade reference where people spend money with you, report it to them. Yeah, we spend money with each other, report it to Duns. Man, get beautiful business credit ratings. Understand how to report. Understand how to about spending and repaying on time, ahead of time. Oh, man, it's beautiful. So it's just about building the economic plan and coming together. Like I said, God, the barriers have to be broken down, ladies and gentlemen. You can't keep going on like this. You got to start with your family. Whoever's on a board, that's y'all got to be the example, you know, because probably know what you all did already told us, man. Man don't like to lead. Man need an example. Man is followers. So somebody got to be the example. So the ones who have the light mind, you just got to come out of that, letting other people influence you or wasn't worried about how people feel or being in fear. It's being in fear. A lot of times it's fear that holds people back, the fear. Man, what you got to lose? What do you got to lose? You've been down, you feel me, and you know how to come up, but do you know how to stay up? Do you know how to really, where you won't be dependent? Because that's what we do. We can't be dependent. You know, we always independent. I mean, we always be dependent. And then when we need, we run back to being our dependency. But we need to be independent. We need to be creators and governors. Ooh, L's and A's. Yeah, we need to be creators and governors, and we need to create and govern our own affairs. That's what we need to do. Then when you start our own industry, what kind of gifts and talents do you have? Everybody got gifts and talents. I mean, I don't care. You could be handicapped and have a gift and talent. Y'all have life confused. Yeah, so what gifts and talents do you have? That's what you bring to the table. That's what we market and bottle up and sell. Okay? Yeah, that's what we market, bottle up, and sell. Because the world is what? consumers. So we just got to get out the mind of being consumers. That's what we're trying to do. We don't want to be consumers no more. We don't want to be debtors no more. We want to be a credit. It's what in the real credit and debtors, creditors and debtors. That's what it is. It's creditors and debtors, okay? And artificial people, natural people, all that type of stuff. Understanding. We just got to get understanding. Okay? And then we're dealing with, when you're dealing with credit repair, when we're dealing with credit repair, it's a lot of different ways that people use. It's not one way. It's not one specific way that you can use. Some people use codes and stuff. That's fine. To each his own. The best thing that I've seen that worked for me was just coming in with no knowledge and understanding of the matter, period. Not writing you, I see something I need you to validate. No, I'm writing you or calling you and writing you and wanting to let you know I don't know nothing about this, period. Like, where is this? Where did I ever meet you at? Who are you? Where do we do business? Like, there's got to be fraudulent right here. There's got to be fraudulent. If it's fraudulent, that's what I'm trying to get down to the bottom of it, because I want to prosecute whoever used my name. So if you have any kind of documentation or something that can help me get the culprit, maybe I can use it in court or something, could you please send that over to me? That's what I'm on. You feel me? I don't know. Send me over some validation, because I just asked them for that in my own way, but without saying that I am or ooh, because you got to send me something over. And then you got to send me something over that suffices according to, how do you say, according to the federal reporting, the acts. So if it ain't had enough, you can't send me a copy. You can't send me, it has to be some wet ink. Yeah, it has to be wet ink. It has to be. That's why, look, folks, you sign stuff with blue and red ink for that purpose. Just when people want to make a copy of something, and you know it ain't your original signature if it ain't in blue or red, because that's what you signed with. Because people are quick to send you a copy. And a copy, that's not going to stand up in no court. That's not, you got to have, it has to be a wet ink signature. Yeah, not no e-Oscar, not no stuff over the computer. Man, where did I contract with you? Because anything else is fraudulent. I have none of the time have ever associated with this company, did any business with this company in my namesake. That's your position, and that's where you want to stand. And you need them to help assist you in the prosecution of the criminal that's guilty of this fraud. That's your position right there. And then you see what they see and gather and what they do. You need this taken off immediately. You need this taken off immediately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get on that. And you start just doing stuff where they have to send stuff to you. And their response they send to you is how you bust back at the credit bureaus. So you hit the creditor, whoever's sending that over, you hit them and you make them respond the way you want to. By you getting at them the way you get at them, then you send it over to the bureau. Look at the correspondence. Look what I sent over. Sent over, I don't know nothing about this. This is what they send back. I sent it over. This is what they send back. Here's the deck. This took it off of media, man. This is what they said. Ah, see? Yeah, you catch them in their own, you incriminate them. The criminals, the crooks anyway, you incriminate them with their own language, their own stuff. Yeah. That's what you do right there. Yeah, all that other stuff. Because the code, the statutes and all that stuff, that don't mean nothing to them unless you have a lawsuit. Now, if you put a lawsuit, if you put the suit down, if you push him to go towards the suit and there's one on with you, yeah, okay. That's what we do. That don't mean nothing on the paper to them. They don't mean something in the court of law. Well, I hear people say that all the time. They don't mean something in the court of law. That might be scaring the people to just contract with you to go in and get it out of the way because they know that they're criminals and they don't want to deal with a smart person. You feel me? A person they know, they're ready to deal with the unsuspecting parts of society. They're just going to overlook stuff like that. There's too many of them out there. There's too many of them, sheep
ready to be sheared. So they're just delivering obsolete stem. So that's what that'd be about. But them codes and stuff don't mean nothing to them people unless you're going into a court. That's all that it means. I'm not scared about that. So, yeah, like I said, just stay in your position the right way and documenting everything is important to the Bureau, because the Bureau's got the duty of reporting accurate information. They don't care who they get information from. See, if I send them some information or you send them some information, and let somebody else refute the information we send in, what we send in is verifiable to them, as long as we tell them it is. As long as we guarantee them what was accurate, according to what we know, they go take it as that until somebody refutes it. And that's why a lot of people don't get their credit reports and even know what's on there. And they don't refute when people send in these letters and these bills and stuff, and they don't send it back in within 30 days and say, hey, who are you? What are you talking about? I don't know nothing of you. Please cease and desist. They don't bother me. I have never heard of you before in my life. Yeah, what is this nonsense you're talking about here? Yeah. You feel me? So that's what you do. You keep them from writing to your house. You keep them from that. So that's what that's about. So remember, piggybacking, piggybacking, putting our family members on our cards, you know, sharing the love. They won't get your cards. The cards that come to you, authorize you to your house. They can't access it or nothing. You feel me? You're just putting them on there for that benefit, you know, help out, you know. And then you sell organizers. The same way you put them on to help out, then they send you in return. You make sure they send you a couple people a month. You feel me? Send you some people to put on the card. And then the third thing, then we build up the trade line companies with our own cards. Okay? See that? See what we did being industrious? That's just how we just sit down and we collaborated. And made something happen. You see how we just made the idea happen? Now, the thought is out. The thought is on paper. So now, the energy, the movement has to happen. This is what you have to sit down with your family. How can you and your girl, your woman, your wife, and your children, or your whoever is in the house, how can you all sit around under the same plate, in the same plate, but everybody's going through? Everybody, it's different. Everybody going through the same thing, but a different struggle because nobody's moving. So one person doing good one day, the other one not. One day that person doing good, the other one not. You know, it's just an up and down seesaw. Everybody's struggling at different times, need help at different times. Instead of all sitting down in the house, you big old dummy, Square Fox used to say, oh, Red Fox. Bless the spirit. That's you big old dummy. Yeah, five of y'all sitting up in the house going through the same struggle in and out, doing whatever you do all day, you know, turned up the same way, you blow money the same way, waste the same way, you get money the same way, but don't have no economic plan together, the five of y'all. Yeah, the five of us in the house, we ain't sitting down and say, okay, let's check it out, this is what we got, this is what the bill is in the house, okay, let's do this, let's see what the bill is, this is all going out, okay, this is coming in, okay. Boom, 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 and contribute and make a plan. Okay, we can put this much a piece towards boom, 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 this. Okay, bam, and make a plan, and we can come up together. Man, come up together, man. A good plan, man, in 3 years, shoot, y'all can own the little house. Yeah, and then you do a plan, you do work the plan again, the next person owns the house. You work the plan to pay it off quick, man, y'all get a house. Man, share the bill, three people. Yeah, share the bill. Y'all got plenty left over, so you pay extra. So you're paying double the month. You use your credentials to get in together. You cleaned up your credit together. Y'all three got in together. You put each other on the authorized users together, so you build up all your stuff. Man, y'all just network and get a house and pay it off. You can pay it off or rent the room or whatever. But you use your combined economic power, your credibility, whatever down you need to put and get this apartment building or whatever, a four-bedroom apartment complex or whatever it is. Because it's three of y'all and three of y'all credentials. Man, we got to get on board. We got to put this plan down to our family. Y'all all right out there? Man, we on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on in here for Sweet Monday. Tap into the websites at legalandvalidgroup101.com. Excuse me. And also Al Moore Confrontation, LLP.com. That's Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R. Don't forget to go to queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram for your feminine hygiene products. Or go for the Sister Tay Bay. And, yeah, we just working. We just got to come together. That's what this is all about, man. We've come for too long. We've been down for too long. Now, you got to think business. You can say, okay, we always can start a business. Like, you can start a housekeeping business. You can be a caretaker in the house. Yeah, you can just go put your name down and start a business. And while you at home and your wife at work and you taking care of kids, you can be paid for being a housekeeper, a household employer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you use that. That is your tax reference number instead of using that Social Security. You get that EIN and use that under the same name. Yep, under the same name. So you use that name, you know, go put that name and make your name a business, a household employer business, card your name, and that'll be your tax number now, your new tax number, and you use that. And then you go from there. So that's how you can do that. And then you be at home getting paid as a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Nanny, don't you go to work? Yeah, vice versa. But yeah, there's a little different stuff. So, yeah, remember, man, setting up this needs and wants list for this sacrifice that we got to make. And it ain't really no big sacrifice. I know we all blow $50 a month on something. And you could find knickknack stuff that you can blow $50 on. It's, oh, just picking up, oh, you know, something that you didn't even need. So that's the sacrifice. You know, like I said, it's a lot of land and stuff to sell. Remember, land is important. You know, getting land in the public place and just land, period, is important. So that's important as well. So one moment. Okay. So you can be late. See, when you got a job, when somebody offers you a job to come visit and you don't return or you call late and you miss out. And you call blowing up the phone for the boss. The boss ain't answering. The boss, you can miss the bus. You have to catch the boss next time. And now you're not reliable. Now you're not, you know, there's no dependability there. Now you might not even be on top of the list because now it can depend on you off the gate, that was the first impression. Because you didn't show up, you know, or even call with the consideration in a timely manner. So that's how that goes. That's how we do ourselves out of stuff. You gotta be responsible. Enough out of you. But you got to be responsible, man. You got to be able to call people, give people the respect to call people. Okay, what time are you? Hey, you call me, hey, be a negative at this time or this and that. You know, and you give people that, man. That goes a lot of way. The respect out of that goes a lot of way. Okay, so, listen. We are resourceful, man. Listen. We got to pool our resources so we can buy into and get our open up industries. You got a lot of people in our family that are doing different things. I look at my family alone. There's so many women and people doing stuff. Oh, man, got businesses. It doesn't matter if everybody was pulled together and building, really building the business. And that's the thing. That's the thing about that. So reaching out and really, you know, getting us a conglomerate when we're an empire. Yeah, family, that's another thing. Your tribal, your native roots is so imperative to the way and how you do business and how you be successful in business. Because I say that because when you go to your roots, then you indigenous not taxed. And that makes a big difference from the taxation that's going on with you now, being a black person. And that's just safe to say, that's just how that goes. So that's what's of most important in the family, too, is everybody getting on board, studying yourself, going back to your side of your time, figuring out who you are in conjunction with the land, getting pieces of land that you can claim as your own. And then making that land produce for you as the earth does so well.
and get you a nice fertile land. Get up north. That's a prophet number draw the taller. Get up north. Get up out the south. Get up north. Get up above that. Get up in that 36-30. So, yeah, I'll do that. Okay. Well, I'm gonna take a reading. I'm gonna take a reading out of this business.
Even to get funding, they're about to tap into your bank account and see what's been going in and out of there.
to give you any kind of funding. I don't care what kind of letter it is. You must file financial statements with the IRS as well, and that you make $300,000 or more a year. A lot of people go, I have to pay that much? Yeah, you're trying to get on. Then you go shoot high, you fall low, that's cool. Yeah. You must be current on all your state corporate filing fees, as well as your state and federal taxes. Now, listen to this. This is the tricky part, and this is so true. If the Dun & Bradstreet people stop by, you must have a real brick-and-mortar location for your business and look like you're legitimately doing business there. That's what they get on. It's not acceptable to have a P.O. box. You got to have a business license in your local city. And have a website. It's important. If you don't have a website, they shine on a lot of that stuff is red flags to them. That's why if you look on a lot of the applications and stuff now, it asks you about all the stuff that you on Instagram, LinkedIn, Yelp, business, all these different places. They ask you on the applications now for business credit and all that, even credit cards and stuff like that. Business card, they ask you, do you have a website? Do you have a LinkedIn? Do you have this? So you got to stay up on that. So, yeah, that's how that goes. So, we come into the conclusion today. I just wanted to bring out some jewels off of you and some tools you could be on with. Hopefully you're understanding that, man, listen, community is two words in there, community. We're going through the same thing, so we might as well unify so we can overcome it. That's why we stand down. Because nobody want to come together. So my little team dream ain't no good to us. The only dream it is to us because people are integrated, but we don't want to even get along with ourselves. That's the problem. We don't want to get along with ourselves. And we at home and we're in the milk and honey and we don't own nothing. Not a bumblebee, not a cow. Man, we got to do better, y'all. That's what time it is. So hopefully I said something that y'all can use today. I put about 7 minutes short today because I do got to do some other moves today. But I do thank y'all for coming through. And if the universe permits, we will greet and meet again. Peace and love. You've been on the Blog Talk Radio, the Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. And I hope to see y'all again soon. Peace. Wow.